You want to turn with us to Luke chapter 16. Luke chapter 16 and verse 13. Luke chapter 16 and verse number 13. Now the Bible says, no servant can serve two masters, for either will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. I want to preach this morning just a little while, if God will be my help, on this thought. It's a habit. Amen? It's a habit. Amen? Habits. You ever think about a habit? They can be good habits, and they can be bad habits. The thing is, we all have them, don't we? We are creatures of habit. Amen? The Lord, I was telling somebody the other day, He refers to us as sheep. And even when we're in Him, we're sheep in His pasture. And sheep are some of the dumbest animals there ever was. Amen? We can't. They're not able and capable of doing a whole lot by themselves. They just don't think well. They don't act well. Now listen to me. And they don't. And they react even worse. Amen. So that puts us in a category this morning when we think about it, it's just a habit, and we all have habits. And he says, no servant can serve two masters. So we have to decide which master we're going to serve. That involves a choice. Do you realize every habit that we have, whether good or bad, it involves making a choice. And ain't you glad today that God allows you, gives you enough sense to make choices? Now, we can make bad choices, amen, or we can make good choices. Now, we make good choices by being informed in the direction we need to go. Amen. Brother Charles was teaching in Sunday school this morning. I was thinking about that word set, talking about the life, and the life was the light of the world. And the life is Lord Jesus Christ. And when we look at that and we think about that, we think about the goodness that He shows to us. Amen. Now, when we look at things and we look at habits, we have to realize how habits are formed. Now, usually habits are something that occur regularly. Amen. That's why it's called a habit, because we get in the habit of doing it. Like of a morning, you get in the habit of getting up and making your coffee. You get in the habit of eating breakfast, eating lunch, and eating supper. Amen. Some habits we ought to break from. Amen. All right, God, but I tell you what, I'm glad we're blessed. I look around here and I don't see anybody that looks like they're starving. Amen. Because we've come in the habit of eating. Amen. Praise God. We've come in the habit of liking good food. I don't know about you, I like good food. Amen. Praise God. There's not a whole lot that I'll cull but Brussels sprouts. Amen. But I'm telling you, he's a God of heaven. When we decide whose side we're on, we realize that our habits, whether good or bad, they occur on a regular basis. Well, Jeff said, I need to stay in the book. Stay away from Brussels sprouts. Amen. But they occur regularly. Praise God. And we get to the point when it becomes a habit that we do it without even thinking about it. We just do it. Amen. Can you think about this morning? Now just think about it. Just stay with me. Think about how many things you do without even thinking about it. You just get up and you just do it because that's what you do. Amen? And it's a habit that you have. Praise God. But we got to realize that what we do, it reflects our inner person. It reflects our inner morals that we have, our convictions. Amen? It should. And it becomes a habit. And our inner convictions, our inner morals, praise God, that we live on, that sustain us, that point us in the right direction, so that we fit into society. You know what's wrong with society today? There's no inner conviction. There's no morality in the world, praise God. We bought up, it started back in the early 60s, late 50s, early 60s, this do-good, feel-good thing, praise God, and everybody just jumped on the bandwagon. And we forgot about our convictions and our morality in the world in which we live. Amen. It just become a habit to leave those things out. Amen. You see where that's got us today. We're not in a good place, but we still have a good God. Amen. So we get, when this happens, they begin to grow stronger and stronger, and they begin to be ingrained in us over time. It's hard to break habits. I know some people have been smokers and they've tried to quit. Then, man, you get in a habit. And people's told me that it's not so much the nicotine that's hard, it's getting used to having and not having something in your hand. Amen? So, but because if you had that habit of having something there, and so that habit is, over time, it begins to get something that gets a hold of you. And I know people that swap that habit for another habit. Some people will take and start eating popsicles or something like that to try to keep their mind and their hands and their mouth occupied. And that tends to blowing up like a blimp. Amen. Sometimes when you quit one habit and you pick up another, amen, and it tends to take you in a different direction over time. And whenever we get in those habits, the habit persists and it begins to be harder and harder to change. Hard to get away from it. I have to admit, I get up every morning, first thing I do is make me a big old cup of coffee. And I sip on that thing of a morning while I'm getting ready to go out and doing my stuff that I do in the morning. It's just a habit. He said, you have to have that. Well, I don't have to have it, but I like it. Amen. Praise God. So you sip on that thing. But I have made a habit of not trying not to do it, but of a morning. Now, I know there's a lot of people that drink coffee all day long. Now, if that's what you like to do, that's all right. But praise God. I'm just saying, when we do something and we begin to do it persistently, it begins to be part of who we are. Amen? So we can see these habits that we get into. And it's just a habit. You just do it because you do it. You start to do it one day and you continue. Now, science tells us that it takes about 21 days to establish a habit. 21 days doing it day by day for it becomes a habit. It becomes something that you want to do from now on. Amen? But as we look at this and we think about this, the signs of a habit, the signs of unhealthy habits. Amen? So what are the signs of we say there's good habits and there's bad habits. So what's the sign of unhealthy habits? Amen? Sign of unhealthy habits is when you be consumed by that habit. It becomes something that you've got to do or die. Feels like if I don't do that, I'm going to die. You know, if you get so caught up in the things of this world, if I don't have that, I'm going to die. It becomes a bad habit. Becomes an unhealthy habit. If you get to the place that you have a habit and you've got to schedule your time frame around that, then it's not a healthy habit. Amen? So, preacher, I just don't understand. Well, I'm just telling you. When we start focusing and forming ourselves in a time frame around our habit, it's not a good, healthy habit. Amen. Praise God. When the habit that we got in could harm our health. Hello? Could cause harm to your health. It's not a healthy habit. Amen. We need to get rid of it. We need to shun that thing and separate ourselves from it. Praise God. Amen. When you got a habit, when you do something and it increases your guilt, when you feel guilty about it. Hello? It's a bad habit. Amen? It could be anything. But if you feel guilty about it, then it's a bad habit. It's not only bringing guilt, but it's messing with your mind. It's messing with your emotions. And it's a bad habit. It's bad for you. It causes stress. I don't know about you. Who wants more stress? We all have more than our share of stress today. Not only does it cause guilt to increase, but it may even affect you financially. It may touch you where you live. It may touch you the things that you're able to have. When it affects you financially, a bad habit, amen, praise God, it's unhealthy. Amen. Now, I know this ain't part, because I know these people that got things that we like to do, I mean, for entertainment and things like that, and we focus on that thing, we time for that, we plan for that, we put everything into us, but when we get to the point that it affects us in these ways, then it's a bad habit. Amen. Praise God. We've lost the sense of priority. Amen. And when it really comes down where the rubber meets the road, when somebody confronts us with this, now watch this, when somebody confronts us with a bad habit, we get all defensive. That's when you know that it's a bad habit. Amen? Praise God. When somebody says, hey, you know what? You need to be careful with that. It's like it's kind of trying to consume you. Praise God. We ought to back up. And whenever we go to getting really defensive over a thing, praise God, we ought to be checking up. See just exactly where we live. But let me say this. When it starts affecting our relationships with one another, then we need to really check up. When our relationships is being hurt because of a bad habit, then praise God, we need help, and we don't need it from here, we need it from heaven. Amen? And when it's a habit, praise God, and that habit is affecting your relationship with the people around you. Amen. Your relationship, when that bad habit is causing strife, causing hardship, causing things in your relationship, praise God, we need to check up and we need to change our habits. We need to seek a different direction. Amen. Because what we do in our habits, praise God, reflects who we are. Amen. Now the devil, hey, he don't want me to tell you this morning, but your habits reflect who you are. It reflects your character today. Amen. Praise the Lord. What kind of character do you have? Amen. Well, what kind of habits do you have? What things do you do, praise God, when people ain't a-looking? When people don't see you, or so you think. A Christian, a child of God, amen, it reflects who you are. A Christian is should be clothed in the habit of Christ. In other words, the habits that we have, if we couldn't do it with Jesus sitting there with us and participating in it, praise God, we ought to let it alone. We ought to run from it, amen. Get as far away from it as we can because it's unhealthy habits. Amen. Praise God. It's unhealthy habit, praise God. So your reflection, your character, praise God, your habit, what you do, praise God, reflects Christ in you. It reflects His character, who He is. Now that ought to be pure and unblemished. Amen? Undefiled in the world is what Paul says. Praise God. So our character, what we do, praise God, and our habits, what we do, ought to be habits that reflect Jesus Christ. Amen, praise God. Ain't that a blessing? Because God's able to help us to do that. Praise the Lord. But you say, well, preacher, what do we do about it? What we got to do is we got to improve our self-control. And it starts with the Lord Jesus Christ. It starts with us. It starts with me and you. In Romans chapter 13, if you'll turn over with me. Romans chapter 13 and verse 14, the Bible says this. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. And now watch this. And make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Amen. So to improve, praise God, on our behaviors, he said what we do is we put on the Lord Jesus Christ like a garment. And we wear it, praise God, proudly. And we wear it for his glory. And says we make no provision. We don't provide for the flesh. Amen. He prays God to fulfill the lust thereof. So he said, we don't provide for the flesh. Praise God. We put the Lord Jesus Christ on us, and he makes a difference. You say, well, where's that start at? It starts with a heart check. Amen. It starts with a check up of the heart. In Psalms 139, the psalmist David said, says this, verse 23, he said, search me, O God, and know my heart. What we got to do today, praise God, we say, well, what, the preacher, it's just a habit. But what we ought to do is do like the psalmist David. And he said, search me, O God. Not your family, not your people that you work with, not even your church family. But pray God, search me, God, and know my heart. He said, know the attitude, know what I do and why I do it. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, try me and know my thoughts. He said, Lord, put me to the test and make sure my mind's on the right page. Let me tell you, friend, we can't get to running well till our mind is on the right page. When our mind gets right with God, then God can take us and use us for His glory. But till we get our mind right with God. But He said, try me, Lord, put me to the test and know my thoughts. I wonder what God would think if He was riding around in your head. Hello? The things that we think, the things that we entertain, the things that we look at and the things that we see and the things that we desire. Hello? Amen. Old habits is hard to break.
Amen.
But God Almighty is able. And he goes on in verse 24 and he says this, and see if there be any wicked way in me. He said, Lord, look at me, try me, put me to the test and see if there's anything wrong with me. Amen. I wonder if God put you to the test this morning, would he find anything wrong with you? What about the habits that you do, the things that you've been caught up in? And then he goes on and says, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me into the way everlasting. He said, I want you to look at me. I want you to try me out. Praise God, look into my mind, look into my heart, see where I'm at, praise God. And then you take control and you lead me in the way that you want me to go, into a way everlasting. Everlasting is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Outside of him, there is no life. Amen. But praise God, in him is life abundance. So God is good and just, praise God, and his desire is to power and to give you power and to help us, to empower us in him. We know that sin separates. So the Bible says that we're supposed to confess and repent of our sins. Amen. Praise God, to put them behind us. Or in other words, what he's telling us today is we need to confess and repent of our habit of sin. Amen. You say, what's the habit of sin? The habit of sin is that takes us away from the truth of God. It's contrary to what God says for you and me. You say, well, how do we do that, praise God? We do it by closely regulating our lives, praise God, doing checkups every now and then. We need to be asking ourselves, is what I do and how I act, the things I do and the habits that I have, is it affecting me and others negatively? Amen. It's having a negative effect. Is anything that you're doing today having a negative effect? Praise God. Wouldn't it be a good day just to change it? Praise the Lord. We ought to be trying in these last days with dispensation of grace. We ought to be trying to do everything we can to live in a positive way, to reflect a positive example to a lost and dying. You say, preacher, how do I do that? By setting goals. Amen. Praise God. You can't attain nothing without setting a goal. We set a goal. What do you set it to? Know God. Set a goal to know God. Know more about God. Know about more about the Word of God. Amen. And then to begin to depend on God. Not only just know Him, but to begin to depend on Him. I've said so many times, self lets you down. Self will discourage you. Self will take you in the wrong direction, praise God. But God will never fail you. He'll always be there for you to help you, praise God. You say, well, how do we do it? By standing on the truth. Praise God, that Jesus Christ will make you free. The Bible says that. He'll make you free from the penalty and even the power of sin. Amen. We don't have to live in that. Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary so that he could be made free from sin. Separated from the powers of sin. Amen. Praise God. You say, well, preacher, we don't have it. Because Jesus give us a substitute. Our thoughts for his, praise God. His thoughts for yours. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I can't do it. Well, Jesus said we could. Paul said in Philippians 4:13, he said, I can do all things through Christ. Amen. Praise God. Through Christ. I can't do it in myself. He said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. My strength's in the Lord. Let me just tell you something, just person to person, pastor to flock. This old boy is weak as water when it comes to this world. Amen. I struggle just like you do, try to do right, walk right, talk right, act right, and live right. But praise God, I'm glad I've got a Savior, which is Jesus Christ, my Lord. And He walks with me, and He talks with me, and He leads me, praise God, and He shows me the right way.
Amen.
He helps me to make informed decisions. The choices I make, praise God, it need to be for His glory. You say, you do that all the time, though. Sometimes I act on compulsion and do things that I shouldn't, praise God, I have to catch myself. Or I should say, the Lord has to catch me, check me up. He said, wait a minute, why are you doing that? Have you ever thought about why you do what you do? Amen. When we start to think about it, it's a habit. And you start getting habits, you start forming habits. Amen. And then we have to check up to see why we do what we do. You say, well, preacher, I don't have no strength in me. Amen. And you know what? Nobody really knows who I am and what I do. So, you know, everything's going to be okay. I'm just going to cakewalk this thing along. And one of these days, I'm just going to float off into glory. There's so many people that think that way now. And after you talk to them, and I got to think of it, because somebody said, well, preacher, it ain't nothing wrong with it. It's just a bad habit. Well, they didn't say bad. They said, it's just a habit. But it was bad. But he said, the Lord won't hold that against me. Well, he will when he gives us every opportunity and gives us the power to overcome those things. We will stand accountable, church. God bless your sweetheart for what we do after we're saved. Amen. Praise God. And God knows everything about us. But he's empowered us, praise God. If you look at Hebrews chapter number 4. Hebrews chapter number 4. Bible says in verse number 12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and to the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents. You say, God don't know me. I won't tell you, God knows you pretty well. God knows you more, but better than you know you. Amen? And he said he is the word of God. This book that he give us, this volume of God that he give us, he said it's quick. He said it's living book. He said this book is functional. Amen? He said, not only is it functional, he said, but it's powerful. He said it has a dynamite capacity to blow things out of us, to get rid of things. He said it's sharper, it's separation. It separates us from the things that's right and the things that's wrong. Amen? He said it's sharper than a two-edged sword. So it cuts coming and going. Amen? Severs both ways. Praise God. Even dividing asunder the soul and the spirit and the joints and the marrow. He said, it is a discerner. Now watch this. You say, well, my thoughts is my thoughts. No, they're not. They're God. That, praise God. They ought to be God's thoughts. He said, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. What you think and why you think it. God knows about it. It's scary, isn't it? Amen. When you're sitting somewhere all by yourself and you think there ain't nobody around and you start thinking these things, amen, you better say, Jesus, 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 so that thing just travels on through and gets gone. But when you start contemplating and meditating and thinking upon these things that's ungodly and ungodward and unchristian-like, praise the Lord, God sees those things. Amen. And if we ain't careful, the old devil will come along and he'll take it. But he goes on and says in verse 13, now here's what I heard the rubber reach from each row. He said, neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight. He said, there's not a creature in this world that God don't know all about. Amen. When we try to slip around and we try to hide things from God, let me tell you something, there's nothing hid from God. He knows all things and he knows them right well. He said, but all things, now watch this, all things are naked and opened unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. He said, there's nothing here. He said, there's no covering for what we do. There's no covering for what we think, say, praise God. It's all open and exposed to the God of heaven, to the Lord Jesus Christ. He knows all about us. Amen? So we see that these things are all made manifest, to the Lord. You say, well, preacher, what I do about it? We surrender our will to His. Amen. We begin to surrender our will. So no servant can serve two masters. So we surrender our will, praise God. We're just a servant. If we ever realize, praise God, come to ourselves and say, you know what? I'm just a servant of the Lord. Oh, I'm just a servant. I'm going to be a servant of the Lord. Amen. We have to choose who we're going to serve. We can serve ourselves in this old world, praise God, or we can serve the Lord. Amen. For His glory. Praise God. Remember that God is the one in authority over all. He's in authority over all. He's in authority over all the things that we think, all the words that we say, hello, all the desires that we have. Amen. Praise God. If we'll put our faith and trust Him, He's the one that's authority over our time. He's in authority over our money, our finances, our possessions, everything. Praise God. God is the authority over. That's why we have, praise God. If we have a need for anything, we ought to go to God. He said, if any man lack anything, He said, ask of God, nothing doubting. Amen. Even when it comes to knowledge, praise God, to know what's right, what's wrong, what we need. I don't know what I need. I don't know. I don't know what I need, praise God. Hey, I can see right now this minute, but praise God, this afternoon, praise, may be something I need I don't even know about. Amen? But I want to say, praise God, I'm glad God knows. Ain't you? I'm glad God knows exactly what we need. Praise God. I'm glad at these habits that I have, that God's able, praise God, to identify and show me whether they're good or bad, whether they're useful or need to be got rid of. Amen? The things that we do. Praise the Lord. Whether or not it brings glory and honor to God. Praise God. And so, but the decision this morning, we've got to remember, praise God, what Luke's telling us here in Luke 16:13 is that you and I have to make the decision. Nobody else can make that decision for you. It's a personal decision. Whether or not we're going to serve the Lord or we're going to serve somebody else, something else, our old flesh. Amen? But he said we make that informed decision. And we have to, and that's a decision that you and I have to live with. Amen? Praise God. But if we're a child of a God, we make that a choice according to His will. You make that a choice, praise God, to follow Him. See, the Bible says in Colossians 1:27 that it's Christ in you is the hope of glory. Now listen to me. Christ in you is the hope of glory. That's the hope of heaven, right? Amen. That's our hope, isn't it? That hope, that's faith with the expectation that one day, in a little while, we're going to make it home. We're just pilgrim passed through. We're renting and borrowing what we have. And one day, praise God, we're going to that place that's called home. Amen. As Abraham said, that city whose builder and maker is God. And praise God, one day we're going to pull in there, praise God, in the presence of the Lord with the Lord Jesus Christ. Because the Bible teaches us here, He said that He is that hope in us. Now I want to say today, anywhere we go, anywhere you go, anywhere I go, we take Jesus with us. He goes with us. He goes along with us. Now why would we ever want to take Him anywhere that we wouldn't, that He'd have to hold His nose to be in? Amen? I got to thinking about it. How good God is. He's promised to never to leave us nor forsake us. But sometimes we get into ourselves in places and situations. I just don't know about. I got to think about that day. I got to feeding them hogs over at the house. And I got six of them. So they, rambunctious. They running around there. And I got to thinking about that. You get out there, with them hogs. And boy, they want something to eat. They push and shove. And they're trying to get up to the trough. If you ain't careful, they'll run over you. Praise God, they'll get you dirty and muddy. Amen. Hey, they don't mean nothing by it, but they get them noses down in the ground. They get the rooting and tooting around. Praise God. And they'll come up and they'll wrap that nose on you. They're looking for something. And if you ain't careful, you'll come out of there filthy. I got to think about that. Why would we want to take Jesus down to the hog pen, a place where He'd have to walk soft and hold His knows. Praise God. I want to say it's Jesus in you. And when we take Him down to these places, we not only go down ourselves, but we want to pull Him down with us. Bad habits. The way we behave, the way we act and react. The world's a sin. And we claim to be Christians. But when we claim to be Christian, we walk in the filth of this world. We do things, praise God, it's not pleasing to God. What we do is we go down a slippery slope and we take Jesus with us. I would never want to do anything, praise God, where Jesus have to go with me and hold His nose. Amen. A thing where it would defile His name. You say, well, preacher, what do? We replace bad habits with good habits. Amen. We replace bad habits with good habits. In Matthew chapter 24, or Matthew 12, and verse 34, amen, the Bible says this, Matthew 12 and 34, He said, O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. A good man, out of a good treasure of the heart, bringeth forth good things. And an evil man, out of evil treasure, bringeth forth evil things. He said, if these evil things in her heart, he said, it'll come out her mouth. He said, we'll say and do things that we oughtn't to do. He said, but he said, if a good man have a good treasure of the heart, bring forth good things. He said, they ought to be good things coming out of her heart, coming out of the treasure, praise God, of her life, the storehouse of God. So we replace those bad habits with good habits. You say, how do you do it? By the love of God. The love of God makes the difference, praise God. Amen? The habit of love. The habit of loving each other. The habit of loving God. I've told you before, you can't love nobody till you learn to love Him. We learn to love Him, be thankful to Him, praise God. Then we can love each other. John says in 1 John 4 and 10, he said, herein is love. Not that we love God, but now watch this. But that he loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation, that atonement for our sins. Why do I love Jesus? Because He loved me. Because God Almighty, my Heavenly Father, sent Him to be the propitiation, the atonement, the price of my sin. Amen? Praise God, therefore I can be more like Christ. That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to be more like Christ. Romans 8 and 29 says, being conformed to the image of His, God's Son. Amen? We're supposed to be conformed. We say, well, it's just a habit. Is it a habit of following Jesus? Is it a habit of being conformed unto Him, unto His Son? The Son, the Lord Jesus Christ? If it's not, then guess what? It's a bad habit. Amen? Church, let me just say this in closing this morning. It's time to get rid of some bad habits. Amen? It's time to get rid of some bad habits. They say it takes 21 days to change that, to get a habit. And it takes 21 days to break a habit, to get away from it, to turn it back, or to leave it behind and go a different way. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I do, but it's just a habit. Amen. But what the Bible teaches us, I've read, and you're hearing this morning, that our habit needs to be in Jesus Christ our Lord, into following Him and to being more like Him. Amen. Praise God. Let me just say this. I guarantee every one of us, myself, every one of us this morning have bad habits. Amen. Amen. We have bad habits. We have things that we really wouldn't want to maybe do or entertain or think or whatever in the presence of the Lord. Maybe it's the way we act, maybe the way we react. You know, sometimes you're just a little short with somebody. Or maybe you're just a whole lot of times you're just a little short with somebody. You just don't have no patience. Bob says patience is a virtue because people see our lives. And if they don't see Christ in us, the hope of glory, they don't see Christ in us, the love and compassion that He has, then they're not seeing Christ at all. So I believe today that we all have some bad habits. And I just want to encourage you. I got to thinking about this yesterday. From today till Christmas is 21 days. It's 21 days till Christmas. Wouldn't it be awesome if we all said, you know what, we all have bad habits, and I'd like to start today and just say, Lord, I want to break this bad habit. I want to get rid of these bad habits, and I want my habit to be more like You, of being more like You. And just come to an old-fashioned altar as a church, as a family, as believers, and say, Lord, help us, God, that was just as sincere as we know how, Lord, to get rid of these old bad habits. And Lord, help us to be more like our Savior. Praise God. So we can be like You when we see You face to face. Wouldn't that be a wonderful thing? And Jesus say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Praise God. You got away from them old bad habits, and you got to where I could use you for my glory. Wouldn't it be a good thing today? Instead of just saying, well, preacher, it's a habit. Wouldn't it be nice to just come say, Jesus, it's a habit. And Lord, I want You to help me. I want You to guide me and show me Your way. Direct me the way You'd have me go. Help me to quit this old bad habit. Amen. Just confess it. Repent of it. That means you turn your back on it. Don't go back. And say, Lord, would You help me today? Don't just say, well, it's a habit. Say, Lord, it's something I need you to help me with. Amen. So it can become a habit of serving you and loving you.